This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, June 5th, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to the Christian Post, the United States Supreme Court has declined to review the case of former Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling, who claims that she was unfairly convicted at court-martial and discharged from the Marines after she refused to remove cutouts of a paraphrased Bible verse from her workstation. On Monday, the Supreme Court officially declined Sterling's petition for review of her case, which was filed last December after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces in Washington ruled against her last August. Second, today, according to the Los Angeles Sentinel, former NAACP President Benjamin Todd Jellis, also a former Black Press executive, is now launching a political career. Perhaps recently best known as a surrogate for Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, Jellis confirmed this week that he is running for governor of Maryland. He cited his long record of civil rights and the diversity of the state of Maryland as being matched to his favor. Third, today, according to the Associated Press, authorities say five people have been killed in a workplace shooting near Orlando. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming said during a briefing Monday that the gunman was a disgruntled former employee who was fired in April. Deming says the gunman shot and killed himself. The sheriff says the shooting is not believed to have any link to terrorism. The shooting happened inside a business that manufactures awnings. Fourth, today, according to CBS, police in Detroit say an off-duty officer was critically wounded Sunday in a shootout with an armed suspect who was killed. CBS Detroit reports the 27-year-old officer was confronted in the parking lot of a liquor store around 11 p.m. by a suspect who pointed a gun. A shootout ensued and the officer was struck in the torso and foot. The gunman was reportedly killed. A second suspect is in custody who police say was an active participant in what they are calling an attempted robbery. Fifth, today, according to the Washington Times, the gruesome van and knife rampage in London spurred calls on Sunday on both sides of the Atlantic for further home front offensives in the war on terrorism, with Prime Minister Theresa May endorsing a crackdown on pockets of Islamic extremism in the United Kingdom and President Trump renewing his push for a temporary travel ban in the U.S. British police arrested a dozen people in the wake of the attack in which three men in a van mowed down pedestrians late Saturday on London Bridge and then went on a stabbing rampage in a nearby market neighborhood. The three terrorists, one of whom was reported to have screamed, quote, "This is for Allah," were gunned down by police. In 8 horrific minutes, 7 people were killed and 48 others were wounded. British police said 21 remain in critical condition as of Sunday night. The Islamic State did claim responsibility in a statement. Sixth, today, according to the Associated Press editor Amanda Barrett, a newsroom manager with years of experience leading innovative journalism, has been promoted to the role of Nerve Center Director. In this role, she will lead the New York hub of AP's Global Newsroom, which serves as a center for news coordination, client engagement, and audience development. The appointment was announced on Tuesday by Sally Busby, AP's executive editor. Barrett will report to managing editor Brian Caravillanova. Finally, today, according to NPR, President Trump announced Monday a plan to privatize the nation's air traffic control system, a move that would remove the job of tracking and guiding airplanes from the purview of the Federal Aviation Administration. Trump said, quote, "Today we are proposing to take American air travel into the future, finally." The nation's air traffic control system was designed when far fewer people flew, Trump said, calling it stuck painfully in the past. Privatization of air traffic control is an idea long supported by most of the commercial airlines. Executives from those companies joined the president at the White House to announce the plan. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Psalm 4, verse 5 says, "Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord." Augustine said, "Faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we believe." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.